This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No Soto, no Sal. I am boycotting the game because Major League Baseball has wronged this event tonight. Even though they're trying to do some right, the fact that Juan Soto could be on the outside looking in is a total joke. Now, do I really care about the All-Star game anyway? Not really, but I was looking forward to getting into this one tonight for the reasons that I gave earlier. Lots of local ties, Booney being the manager, you get a bunch of Yanks, bunch of Mets. The uniforms going back to the way that it should be with each player wearing their team's jersey. I mean, hey, what geniuses came up with that idea? Wow, Major League Baseball in their front office. Brilliant. You know, it is remarkable sometimes, the stupidity from these leagues or just whatever, higher organizations. You would think that it'd be easier to make some of the decisions, or they'd be wiser to make better decisions the higher up that they go, right? Like, this is Major League Baseball or the NFL or whatever, or the NHL. Man, these are people that are high up there making a ton of money. And yet, they just don't get it. What the fan wants, they either aren't relatable, they don't care about it. It's always about money. But even with this one with Soto, he didn't get snubbed because of money. Well, maybe he did, maybe because his peers are jealous of the amount of money that he makes. But he got snubbed, and it was such an easy thing for Major League Baseball to fix. And they screwed it up. They couldn't figure out a way to get him in. Like I said earlier, where's Billy Epler when you need him? Fake an injury, get Soto in the game. Just kidding, Billy. We know we love you. 888. And we would have loved you even more if you would have traded Pete Alonso for Pete Crow Armstrong. Oops, that's a topic for tomorrow. Save that, Sal. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the phones. Jeremy calling from Connecticut. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, how we doing, Sal?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Just calling about Soto. I'm a Yankee fan. You know, I was disappointed when he didn't re-sign, but you can't blame the guy. Take the money. Like, anybody else, like you said, is going to take the money. The guy deserves to be an all-star the way he's been playing. I mean, single-handedly smacked us around in Queens and in the Bronx. I mean, the guy is amazing. Like, he brought us to the World Series. Without him, we don't even sniff the World Series.
Right. Now, I'm sure like, you're not, and I respect the honesty. I mean, that's the truth. That's what happened. But I'm sure you're not going to boycott the game like me. But my question to you, Jeremy, would be, how can anybody take the All-Star game seriously without Juan Soto in it?
Exactly. Like, you're telling me in the ninth inning, NL's down one run with Class A on the mound, you don't want Soto pinch hitting there?
Like, yeah.
Give me a break. The guy, like, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see the Pittsburgh Pirates left fielder, whoever they made mm-hmm. the team, going against, you know, the best closer in baseball. Like, give me a break. You got to have the best players on the field at all times. The guy's numbers speak for himself. And to go back to the All-Star game, like, I haven't watched it in years because it's pretty weak. Mm. But, the jerseys, go back to the regular jerseys. That's what made the All-Star game fun, watching each guy go out there in their own jersey,
right,
playing for their own team.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. And that's what they'll be doing tonight, which is going to be part of the appeal. I mean, I won't be around to see it. No Soto, no Sal. But that is part of what they're doing tonight. I think that's a step in the right direction. Now, the next step would be, I don't know, having actual All-Stars play. The one thing I would disagree with you there would be that there's no way Soto's pinch hitting in the ninth inning. Like, if Soto's going to get selected, he's going to be in the game well before the ninth inning. He might be up in the ninth inning. He's not going to be pinch hitting in the ninth inning. Even as a reserve, you got to get Soto in the game sooner than that. Come on. Michael's calling from St. Cloud, Florida. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Great, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got to disagree with you on Soto. He's not an all-star. You look at his numbers with men on base. He is batting 176 with men on base. Mm-hmm. With an OPS of 677. I'm sorry, that's not an all-star.
Well, have you broken down everybody else's numbers with men on base?
I haven't seen like all the other players.
Well, okay, well, why don't you do that for me? Because I have not. What I've broken down is all the other players, all the other outfielders who got in that Soto's numbers are better than. So we're now going to nitpick and say because he's not hitting well with runners in scoring position or with men on base that he's not an all-star? Well, then if to do that, you better give me the other guys, all those other guys.
I understand that.
Even then, Michael, ask yourself this. It's an all-star game. Like, are you going to be watching the game tonight?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm a big all-star person.
Okay, so don't you want to see actually all-stars partake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, so you'd rather watch Fernando Tatis Jr. or Corbin Carroll than Juan Soto?
Yeah, I know Tatis has better numbers on base, with men on base.
Okay, so you're just about men on base.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're an all-star, you should be able to come through with men on base. The numbers is well below 200, like well below the Mendoza line with men on base.
Michael, I get it. That's not how you judge an all-star. You know that. You're just nitpicking here. Are you a Mets fan or Yankee fan?
I'm a big Mets fan, and I'm happy that Juan Soto signed with the Mets.
Okay.
And his overall career numbers with men on base is one of the best in baseball.
Yeah, well, they got to get better, obviously, but that's a different story. They got to get better. You don't think Juan Soto deserves to be an all-star this year? You'd rather see Corbin Carroll or Fernando Tatis Jr. because they have better numbers of runners on base?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. God bless you, Michael. You're entitled to your opinion. I mean, I think that's asinine. Oh, I figured it out. Took me a minute, you know, because I was going the Yankee angle because that's the layup, right? I'm thinking, oh, Michael, of course, is a Yankee fan who's mad at Soto. And then he said, no, he's a Mets fan. But I figured it out. He, Michael, works in the Major League Baseball front office.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only somebody that works in a Major League Baseball front office could come up with an idea like that. Soto's not an all-star because of his runners in scoring position? Average? Come on. Or men on base? Hoff, intern Nick, maybe one of you guys can look it up. I'd just be curious to get some other comps to what guys are hitting with runners on. I know Soto has been one of the worst in baseball, which is obviously not like him. But still, the idea that he could put up better numbers than other guys in there, and based on his track record, there's no way you could justify he's not an all-star. You could say he's been awful with runners on, and I've said that myself. Need more. That's got to change. That's the greatest appeal of Juan Soto. Not hitting with runners in scoring position. Does not mean he's not an all-star. And factor in all the numbers. Runners on, nobody on. Those are the numbers that get you into the all-star game. Not to mention what he's done years before this. He's an all-star. Larry is calling from Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
What's up, Sally? How's it going, man?
How are you, Larry?
I'm disappointed in you, man. Listen, I really... Soto's not an all-star. You got to admit it.
Based on what exactly?
Because he's a bum. Thank God he's not a Yankee. I'd rather have Oscar Azokar than him.
And what is that based on?
Because people vote on who's the all-stars, right?
Yeah.
And the people have spoken.
Which Enough people? Which people are you talking about?
Every person who voted on the All-Star ballot.
Right.
Not good enough.
According to who? According to what standard is he not good enough?
Every one of them.
But look at the numbers. If I were to tell you that he has better numbers than a lot of the guys that got selected, your response would be?
Then maybe people don't like him.
Okay. And is that a reason to make him not an All-Star?
Sure.
Why? Now, why don't you like him? You'd rather have Oscar Azokar. Why is that?
Or Espinoza. I like Espinoza too.
Now, okay.
I'm dating myself.
Now, why is that? You root for who, Larry?
You know who it is. Yeah. You've talked to me before.
Yeah, a big what? Go ahead. Just let everybody know. We know it, but I want to confirm it. Go ahead.
The best team that ever has played the game. You know who it is. I don't even have to tell you.
The Cardinals? I thought you were a Yankee fan. I'm sorry, Larry, and thank you for the call. Cardinal fan? Oh, had me fooled. There I was for sure that Larry was rooting for the New York Yankees. I thought I had him pegged a mile away. But then he said the best team that ever lived, the only team that I could think of personally, well, the first team that came to mind was the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I hate to admit that I hate the Cardinals, but... Larry, I'm disappointed. I mean, come on. Now, there's a whole nother bias that goes that way when you hear from a Yankee fan like that. Say Soto's a bomb, he doesn't deserve it. There is no legitimate, sane argument. You could say, Larry, you're happy he's not there, but this is what you'd have to say if you want to give the full sentence. And I'm just like, this should be therapy. This should be really a day where Met fans and Yankee fans can come together and agree that whether you love him or hate him, he deserved to be an all-star. But Larry, in your case, this is what you should say. I'm happy Juan Soto's not an all-star because he broke my heart when he left my Yankees to sign with the New York Mets. Now, I will let you know that I present this to you not as a Mets fan, but as something that actually happened in reality. That's the truth. I know it. You know it. We all know it. We'll be better off as a sports town once everybody admits it. Just admit it. We still got some people hanging on, fighting it. Fighting it. You're angry, Larry. You're angry. I feel your pain. I understand it. I've been there before. However, the move that made you angry, I must admit, I took great pleasure in that. Not only because I predicted it, but more importantly because I have always loved Juan Soto. With the Nationals, with the Padres, even with the Yankees. And now I love him even more with the Mets. But you got to just admit it, Larry. You hate Soto and you're happy he's not in the All-Star game because he left to go to the Mets. He left what you call the greatest team ever to go to the Mets. Again, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just giving you the facts. Steve is in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal. What's going on, man?
How are you, Steve?
So, snake, bear, or scorpion?
Hmm. The snakes to me are, like, at least with a bear, you're not going to be blindsided by it. You either see it from a distance, you hear it, you see it coming, whatever it may be. Now, obviously, it's
a scorpion's like, they're covert, you know.
But are they in Jersey? In somewhere.
No, they're in Texas.
Okay, well, I don't have to worry about that.
You don't get up in the Northeast.
Okay, so we have to worry about that. You deal with those? You don't deal with bears out in Houston. You're dealing with the scorpions?
We have to sometimes. Ooh. MVP, shout out to Mr. Hoffman.
Yes, okay,
yeah. Go ahead. What Big Dumper's doing, I love Todd Hundley growing up. That's my guy. Mm. What did he have, 42, 47 home runs?
Yeah, they get 42.
What is Big Dumper doing right now?
He's got 38. 38 the All-Star break.
It's insane.
Did Hundley still have the record, or didn't somebody break that? Who broke that record? Hundley had it when he homered off of Greg McMichael in 1996, I want to say. No, Piazza doesn't have that. No, Piazza has the all-time record. I'm talking about in season for a catcher. I'm pretty sure Hundley got beat by somebody. I just don't remember who beat him a couple years back. But anyway, go ahead, Steve.
And then last point, this Brewer kid. I'm really interested to see, after five starts, does he get his doors blown off or does he shut it down? So that's the only thing that I'm going to watch tonight. Hey, have a good one, Mr.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you checking in. Here, it was Salvy Perez who got him. How many did he hit? In what year? 48. Wow, Sal Perez had 48 home runs? And he did as a catcher. Because remember, that was as a catcher, not as a pinch hitter or DH. Anyway, we could look more into that. But I'm pretty sure Hundley definitely had it in 90. Was it 96 that he did that? Yeah, I think it was 96. And then on the cover of the 97.
Johnny Bench was actually the leader in 1970. He had 45 home runs.
No,
as a
but
catcher.
As a catcher.
Yes.
Hundley had the all-time record for home runs as a catcher. So Bench might have hit the most, but he didn't hit them all as a catcher. Because it is a fact that Hundley broke the record. Is AI telling you this, Hoff? AI is wrong. SAL is telling you Hundley had the record, and I believe he did get beat. But I don't know what it was. It's home runs hit as a catcher. Hundley had it in 96. And I remember because the 97 yearbook had it was like a hologram of Greg McMichael throwing that pitch. And Hundley, who hit almost all of his home runs to right field as a pull hitter, as a lefty, actually hit it opposite field. Hundley was a dead pull hitter. I know he was a switch hitter, but he hit most of his home runs lefty. Most home runs in a season for a catcher. Yeah, I don't trust AI. You have to look this up. It might have been Salvy Perez. Somebody definitely beat it. But it was broken by Hundley in 97. Anyway, point is that what Cal Raleigh is doing is freaking incredible. Come back. We'll continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. Also do a little Boldface Truth, Boldface Live with Hoff when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.